USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He ought to resign and move on and let someone else who represents American values take his seat.
That's how Senate Republican Mitt Romney feels as the U.S. House today is expected to vote on whether to punish Republican Congressman Steve King for his comments on white supremacy. The Iowa Republican under fire for questioning why the terms white nationalist and white supremacist are offensive, although he later said he rejected those ideologies. Romney goes on to say,
well, Steve King's comments are reprehensible. They have no place in polite society, certainly no place in the Republican Party, and they should have no place in the United States Congress.
President Trump's latest nominee for Attorney General is about to face senators as the Senate Judiciary Committee is beginning William Barr's confirmation hearing this morning. Trump naming Barr to replace fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Three children ages 1, 4, and 6 are dead after being found in an unplugged chest freezer in northern Florida. They apparently got stuck in there Sunday. It's believed the freezer had an aftermarket modification which trapped the children inside. MTV reality star Mike the Situation Sorrentino heads to prison today. The Jersey Shore Family Vacation cast member checking himself into federal prison to serve 8 months for tax evasion.
A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat.
Carol Channing has passed away. A very long Broadway and silver screen and TV resume, but perhaps best known as the star of Hello, Dolly. Carol was 97.
But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attendance was down sharply at Los Angeles public schools yesterday as a teachers' strike got underway, the first strike the nation's second-largest school district has had to deal with in 30 years. All the campuses were open, but after-school programs were canceled. Thousands of teachers starting their picketing yesterday morning in the rain as they demand higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more staff. U.S. soldiers will stay along the U.S. border with Mexico at least through September. The acting head of the Department of Defense approving continuing the mission of troops supporting the Department of Homeland Security along the border, though soldiers are switching up their roles from hardening ports of entry to monitoring and detection. The Pentagon says it will also provide air support for border officers. There are about 2,300 U.S. troops on the border with Mexico at last check. Storms are again bringing some rain, flooding, snow, and mudslides to California this week. Snow closing a stretch of Interstate 5, the state's main north-south route yesterday when the first of three storms slammed into the West Coast. And forecasters expect the storms will pound millions of Californians with that rain, as well as snow in the mountains and gusty winds, as well as a good chance of flooding all week. And mudslides are a big worry, especially in areas that were burned by recent wildfires. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.